Now, is Australia a testbed for the future of farming? That was the question posed recently by the Financial Times, which reckoned the agricultural sector here offers a glimpse of what's coming over the horizon in other countries around the world. Regional towns like Orange are becoming technological hubs for new agricultural startups, a sector that we often associate with the mythology of the Australian bush is being overtaken by massive change. A big part of that future involves what's called ag tech, which is now being deployed to help with everything from growing beef cattle to producing fruit and vegetables and even fish farming. Amy Cosby is Associate Professor in Agritech Education at Central Queensland University and runs a dairy farm at Leongatha in Gippsland, Victoria. And also with me, Kenny Sabir, Vice President of Engineering at AgriWeb, an Australian technology firm that provides data systems for livestock and crop management. Welcome to Saturday Extra.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Amy, let's begin with you, and let's begin by defining our terms. This term, ag tech, what does it actually mean?
Yeah, I look at ag tech as a really, you know, broad term that encompasses a myriad of innovations and tools, systems that allow farmers and anyone really across the agricultural supply chain to sort of collect data to make evidence-based decisions. So being able to use that data that comes from ag tech, you know, lots of different ways it assists us in agriculture. We can know what we're producing now, how what we change is different. We can collect data that perhaps we haven't been able to in the past. Our record keeping is improving, labour saving. There's lots and lots of benefits of ag tech, but I don't think it's one thing. I think that it evolves, and Australia is, you know, seeing new ag tech come out into the market all the time.
So in livestock, for instance, Amy, we're not just talking about paddock to plate, which is a fairly familiar term. We're almost talking about procreation to plate.
Yeah, so I think about us on the dairy farm. We bought our farm 6 years ago, and over that time we've been implementing a series of ag tech tools and systems. And one of the ones I think that affects my life in a positive way the most is our automatic calf feeders. Hmm. So back, you know, in just even 3 years ago, I would have to mix up the milk and then pour that into a feeder, and the calves would come and drink from the teats on that big feeder. But now what we've got in place is they're ear-tagged, and the calves come into this little bay, and the reader tells the calf, or tells us, if that calf is entitled to any milk, and it can get, you know, 2 litres of warm milk at a time up to whatever we set it. We're about 8 litres at peak that they can get a day. So instead of that, that's got, you know, real labour-saving benefits, I think, for myself, even just 3 to 4 hours a day feeding calves.
Kenny, we've had a snapshot there. Paint us a more panoramic picture, a landscape painting of how Australian farming is changing and how ag tech is driving that change.
Well, we have to address this very large problem that we're all a part of, and that is this population's growing. We have to produce more food without using more land while lowering emissions. Now, there's no silver bullet, but all of ag tech's, you know, split across to try and solve this problem, focusing in different areas. Us at AgriWeb, we've focused in livestock. So, like, what are the advantages? It's the farmers, they already love their data. They've been collecting it for decades. They've been collecting it in their notebook on their front pocket because they use this for the decision-making. It's really important, and especially Australian farmers, because, you know, we don't have our farming subsidies. It's a business. It's a serious business. Like, we started 10 years ago, a bit over 10 years ago in Australia, and we've expanded to other countries, and we can see the difference in the Australian farming. It has to be economical because they are competing on this open market. So what are all the benefits we can get from digitization that we can apply to agriculture? When I came from an R&D background, as working at like IBM, Bell Labs, places like that, medical research. Like, agriculture was the least digitized industry, and within agriculture, livestock was the poor cousin. Like, cropping had GPS tractors like 20 years ago. So that's why, you know, we saw our niche there, and there's a lot to do.
Amy, Kenny made an interesting point there about the level of government subsidies. Now, subsidies in the European Union are 20% of farm receipts. Subsidies in the United States are 10% of farm receipts. Here it is just 3%. Does that make Australian agriculture so much more self-sufficient that it has to be innovative? It has to look for these ag tech solutions to help it in a way that government doesn't?
Absolutely. So I think in Australia, we produce a really high quality, sought after product on the global stage. So our, you know, our food and fibre is known for being high quality, for being safe and being produced in a really sustainable way. So that, you know, that idea of animals out grazing paddocks, that's a really appealing story for people overseas and in Australia as well. So, but because of that lack of subsidies, farmers in Australia are innovative and they're always looking for that way to improve their bottom line. But whilst doing that, yes, also thinking about emissions, animal welfare, and also, I guess, lifestyle. So whilst we don't have that ability to, you know, like Kenny said, around having small acreage, you know, we still want to, in this day and age, have a work-life balance where possible. And I think ag tech helps with that as well. And we're lucky because we've got, you know, companies like AgriWeb and many, many others that have programs and systems and tools on the market that are made for Australian farming systems. So because of our, you know, lack of subsidies, our climate, all that sort of thing, our farming systems are different. So we can't just be adopting technologies that perhaps work in other nations straight off the shelf. So not only, we just have to be innovative and use those to the best of our abilities to suit our farming practices.
Well, that's interesting, because one thing that the Financial Times report actually highlighted was a risk-taking culture, as it called it, among Australian farmers. Kenny, do you see that risk-taking culture yourself?
Yes, and it comes part in part with any startup, I guess. If you think about, you're going from this idea and you've got to sell this idea to get this very first customer. And there is a story about the very first customer I can go into. So in our founders, there were three founders, and they were working to get this, you know, very early prototype from like 10 years ago. To find this first customer, and they're shipping it around and someone's very interested in it, and then they were driving to their farm to seal the deal, 3-hour drive, and then they get there and then the farmer's sitting on the gate and goes, sorry boys, I don't think I'm going to go for it. And they go, you don't want to go in and we'll give another demo, we've fixed a few things, added a few things, so then they're left all dejected. And then a few days later, he says, actually, I was thinking, if I don't take a jump to get a software like this off the ground, then who would? So their very first customer took a bet on us. And from there, it allowed us to be able to progress, develop, do customer acquisition, get all the features that people want. So that's an example of the risk of that people take.
Kenny, it's impossible to talk about ag tech without talking about artificial intelligence, AI, and talking about robotics. And understand that in Australia right now, there is actually a robotic bee that helps pollinate tomato plants.
Definitely. There's a whole lot of robotics happening in all the different parts of agriculture. But the exciting part of AI is it's building upon all the data that we've been collecting, you know, over this last 10 years, so that we can be predicting livestock growth, we can be predicting pasture growth. You know, we plan to be releasing some machine learning for livestock growth this year.
Yeah, so real potential there. Amy, I wonder how this is going to change the character of farming. You do a lot of advocacy for women in agriculture. Historically, it's an industry dominated by men. Does technology have the potential to level the playing field?
I think technology, you know, women already play an important role in agriculture, but I think it's often an invisible role to, you know, the wider public. I think ag tech provides women with the opportunity to make more visible decisions and have a more prominent playing part in an agricultural business. Often women might be the bookkeepers, they might be entering the data, they might be, you know, doing all those things whilst also, you know, often outside in the field as well. But what now ag tech allows us to do is to, you know, make those data-driven decisions with an understanding of what's happening on the farm. We look at that data, we can feel confident in ourselves to make that decision and contribute to that that aspect of agriculture. It often takes out the requirement for, you know, heavy manual labour, you know, with the, yeah, like things like robotics and assisting with that sort of thing. So I think, yeah, I think it gives us a real big opportunity.
Kenny, we look at places like Orange in New South Wales now as this sort of technological hub. Are we going to be speaking in future years about an Australian version of Silicon Valley for agriculture?
There's a great community between all the ag tech partners. We communicate regularly. We work on projects together. We're on a large grant called ForageCaster with multiple players. You know, we have a marketplace where we have integrations with all the different ag tech providers out there, like, you know, IoT for water, rainfall.
There's IoT, a whole, what's that, sorry?
Internet of Things. So it's right. It's talking about the sensors all over the farm. So, like, we can automatically detect when the water tank level's going down, automatically detect rainfall each day and get that into the data entry. So there is definitely this community that's growing, and we're all wanting to support each other. Australia is going very well for agtech.
Amy, is Australia going to be a global trendsetter here?
I hope so. I think that, you know, it's great to see more and more agtech being trialled for Australian conditions and, you know, to make our, you know, to showcase our produce on the global market. So I think that we have a real opportunity to be the leader and to not only produce, you know, develop the ag tech and trial it on Australian farms, but our people, our, you know, women in general, women in particular, I should say, but also anyone that's working in agriculture, I think that we can showcase how ag tech is transforming our food production.
Amy, you said at the beginning this was labour saving. Is it sleep saving as well? Are you getting a lion on your dairy farm?
I have three small children, so if it's not the dairy farm, it's the 4, 3, or 1-year-old. So, but if I didn't have them, perhaps, you know, there is definitely farms with robotic, you know, where you don't even have to, you don't have humans milking the cows anymore, you have robots. My husband's a born and bred dairy farmer and loves milking cows, so I do not think we'll have robots anytime soon, but there is definite possibilities out there.
Well, maybe there'll be a robot who can look after the kids. Amy Cosby, Kenny Sevier, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Amy Cosby, Associate Professor in Agritech Education at Central Queensland University, and Kenny Sevier, Vice President of Engineering at AgriWeb.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.